AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Cuba's flag flies outside the country's embassy in Washington, a first in more than 50 years since the U.S. and Cuba broke diplomatic relations in 1961. Several hundred people gathered in the street outside the embassy in Washington, many cheering, others denouncing the improvement in relations between the U.S. and Cuba. Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, through an interpreter, says he appreciates President Obama's efforts to normalize relations.
We would like to convey the Cuban government's respect and recognition to the President of the United States for urging the U.S. Congress to lift the blockade, as well as for the change of policy that he has announced.
Hundreds of people are outside a military recruiting office in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where a shooting rampage began 4 days ago. A makeshift memorial, flags and balloons growing. The office windows, several of which were pocked with bullet holes after the shooting, have been covered with plywood. Authorities say a 24-year-old Kuwait-born man attacked two facilities, killing four Marines and a sailor. They still have not released a motive. Senator John McCain tells MSNBC he personally doesn't need an apology from Donald Trump, but his fellow veterans do.
There are so many men and some women who served and sacrificed and happened to be held prisoner, and somehow to denigrate that in any way, their service, I think, is offensive to most of our veterans.
In an opinion piece published in USA Today, Trump says McCain abandoned the nation's veterans and made the country less secure through his votes in Congress. The real estate executive has also lashed out at fellow GOP presidential candidates for criticizing him. In a unanimous vote, the U.N. Security Council approves the nuclear deal involving Iran and six world powers. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 32. This is AP Radio News. The parent company of a matchmaking website for cheating spouses says it was hacked. The personal information of some users posted online.
Hackers broke into the parent company of Ashley Madison, publishing personal data of some of its users. The company, which also operates other matchmaking websites such as Cougar Life and Established Men, claims 40 million members around the world. It has taken down the data, hired a security firm, and alerted law enforcement.
That's the AP's Warren Levinson reporting from New York. The hack, or a hacker or hackers, also posted a manifesto alongside the data that it stole from the site. A 77-year-old Florida toll booth operator fired after reportedly using his own money to pay a toll for a tractor trailer that he had undercharged. Vladislav Slam Samanovskiv worked at the Gasparilla Island Bridge toll booth for almost 30 years. When he was asked to scale back his hours, he told a local TV station he said no, they fired him. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.